How are sports card prices reacting to sports being paused because of the coronavirus? I've got the very latest market information for you in today's Sports Card Investor.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another episode. And I am coming to you today under the strangest of conditions. What a time in our society, feeling like we're kind of confined to our houses, or at least confined from getting around large groups of people, yet we have no sports to watch on TV. So what good is staying home and sitting around if you can't even enjoy sports? And this is supposed to be a great weekend of sports. We should have the championship games of all of the tournaments in college basketball. We should have the March Madness selection show taking place tomorrow. We should have PGA Tour events going on, and NASCAR events going on, and baseball spring training, and XFL. We should have all of these things. And of course, NBA, there should be NBA games all weekend this weekend. And we have none of it. We've got none of it at all. We're sitting around the house wondering what to do, wondering what the next few weeks are going to feel like and be like. And let's just hope that it is the next few weeks. Let's hope that as a country, we get past this thing pretty quickly and we can get back to life as normal, because we need that. Our sports leagues need that, and certainly sports cards need that as well. But I have pledged to you to keep you up to date on what is happening in the sports card market during this absolutely unprecedented time. When sports are canceled, people are maybe starting to get concerned about, you know, finances. Obviously, the stock market has been, you know, on these wild up and down swings. What is happening in the sports card market? I have some data that I want to share with you. So, turning back the clock a few days ago, going back to Wednesday of this week. So right when, you know, we first started to hear that March Madness was going to have no fans and everything like that, out of all of the cards that I'm tracking in my Market Movers tool, so these are the key rookie cards of the key players, the most popular players and their most popular rookie cards, there were 980 of those cards sold on eBay on Wednesday. On Thursday, that number dropped to 600. And yesterday, on Friday, that number dropped to 534. Thursday and Friday were some of the lowest, they were the lowest sales days that I have seen since I have started tracking this data. So what we are seeing is a decline in the number of transactions of sports cards taking place. This is what I expected. I wasn't quite sure what was going to happen with pricing. I thought we might see a small dip in pricing, but not an immediate crash. We'll talk about pricing in a second. But what I did think is I thought we would see a severe dip in transaction volume. I thought that that would be the first thing that we would see, that people would just stop selling their cards and people would stop buying cards. So we would see listings on eBay, essentially, you know, buy it now listings just going unsold. We would not see as many people starting auctions as they otherwise would have. And so we would just see a dip in transaction volumes, and that's what we have seen. So again, Wednesday, 980 sales based on the key rookie cards I'm tracking. Thursday dropped to 600, Friday dropped to 534, lowest numbers since I've started tracking. In terms of total dollars and average card value. So on Wednesday, there was across those cards that I was talking about, the average sale value was $307. So out of the 980 transactions that took place on Wednesday, $307 was what the average card sold for. On Thursday, the number actually went up slightly to $310. So although transaction volume started to go down, I didn't see any impact in prices on Thursday. Thursday, the cards continued to sell for around the same prices. Yesterday, Friday, was the first day that we saw a real dip take place. Average value on Friday, $242. So we saw cards, the average sale on Wednesday, $307, Thursday, $310, and Friday, $242. So we did see a softening in card prices. Now, these numbers are not necessarily perfect to look at, because they could be influenced by, you know, a couple of very, very expensive cards selling or not selling any of these days. Those can, you know, pull the averages up, but they do give a general indicator of the health of the market. And, seeing that drop from $310 to $242 over the last 24 hours does tell us that there are a number of sports cards out there that are beginning to see some price declines. Will that pattern continue in the days ahead? That's going to be really interesting to watch. I'm still not expecting prices to completely plummet. I think instead what is going to happen is we're just, again, not going to see as many transactions. I think people are going to sit on their cards. They're going to hold their cards. But then again, if people start to get desperate, if we start to see layoffs take place, if we start to see the stock market have a really bad week this next week, then maybe people start to get a little bit desperate for cash, and maybe we do see more cards being forced sold through 24-hour auctions or, you know, that type of thing, in which case we may see prices drop dramatically further. We'll see. Let me show you a few specific cards that I've kept an eye on over the last few days that I feel are pretty good indicators of the overall market. So going to my Market Movers data tool, let's first here look at, this is Luka Doncic's Prism Basketball 2018 base PSA 10. I like looking at this one because it is there's a lot of transaction volume here. So I prefer to look at cards that have really high transaction volumes because they give you the best sense of the overall market. And you can see what's happened. This card had a great run up the last couple of weeks in value. And then the last 2 days, it's had a pretty steady drop off. So 3 days ago, this card was selling for around $600, right in that neighborhood. And then we've had a drop off to $525 and $529 the last couple of days. So we have definitely had a drop in the value of this particular card. And the Luka Doncic Prism Base PSA 10 is a fairly good indicator of the larger basketball market, because that's a card that has a tremendous transaction volume. Let's look at another player who is a good indicator of the basketball market right now, and that is Zion. So here we are going to look at both Zion's base and silver from this year in BGS 9.5. Now, I chose BGS 9.5 because there's a lot more BGS 9.5s on the market right now than there are PSA 10s. And as you can see, we see a similar pattern the last couple of days with Zion, as we just saw with Luka, where these cards were going for, like, if we look at the top line up here, this is his silver. These cards were going for between $1,500 and $1,600 earlier in this week. 2 days ago, $1,374. Yesterday, $1,277. So we've seen a fairly sharp drop off in Zion prices over the last 2 days. And if we look at his base, same exact pattern, where his base, which was hovering around $400 a couple days ago, is now down in the neighborhood of about $350. So, you know, we're seeing Zion, and I like to look at him as well, because he's obviously somebody who a lot of people have been chasing. These have obviously been very, very popular cards, and we're starting to see a little bit of a softening take place over the last 24 to 48 hours. Finally, let's look at one more. Let's look at in baseball. Let's look at Juan Soto, because Juan Soto has been red hot the last couple of weeks, and he has been an extremely high transaction volume card. He's a good representation of the baseball market. And we're seeing the exact same pattern with Juan Soto. You can see here a few days ago, this is his 2018 Topps Update Baseball PSA 10. These cards were around $140 pretty consistently. And then the last couple of days, they, as of yesterday, down to $116, $117. So we have seen a couple day dip in his card prices, just as we have in basketball with Luka and Zion. And so I think these are all good representations of what the market has done over the last couple of days. Now, my recommendation to you, if you're sitting on an investment collection and you don't need the cash right now, just hold. Sit on your collection. Do not panic. Do not panic. As we're now seeing, if you start to put your cards on eBay, you're probably going to see a decline in what those cards, you know, get compared to what they would have gotten a few days ago. So I would just sit. I do believe that the card market will come roaring back. when sports resume and when, you know, we get back to normalcy in America. Now, that is dependent on that this thing not lasting that long and this thing not having economic ramifications to the point where there's widespread layoffs. If this virus lasts a long period of time, if we begin to see layoffs and some real economic turmoil in our country long term, then the sports card market may not get back to where it was for a very long time. So that is the danger. What is the long-term implication of this? I am going to choose to remain optimistic. I'm going to choose to think that as a country, we're doing a lot right now in terms of social distancing and canceling events and taking proactive measures, and that this virus is going to be more of an interruption than it is going to be a long-term thing that's going to hold over our heads. I'm going to be optimistic that sports will be resuming and we'll be back to a normal way of life in the next month or two. I think if that is the case, then the sports card market will roar back the moment that everything gets back to normal, and we'll be back to prices that we, you know, saw as of a week ago. We'll see if that happens or not. I will say, if you are thinking about buying, if you're thinking about, well, maybe now is the time to make the savvy move of scooping up some cards for inexpensive prices, I think that's a good way to be thinking. I would probably wait a little while though, because I think that, you know, while we're starting to see a drop of prices, this drop of prices could continue a bit, especially if, you know, this goes on for a few weeks, people start to get a little anxious, they start to panic a little bit, they start to put card collections out in order to try to liquidate and get some cash. So if you're thinking this is an opportunity to scoop up some cheap deals from an investment standpoint, it could be. I would probably wait a few more weeks and see where we are at that moment in time. And there may be some really, really good deals to be had. But certainly keep an eye on eBay, and you may see some freak deals pop up every now and again. That's something I'm going to be doing. And of course, for the members of my membership program, I'm going to be staying very close with them and letting them know as I see particular opportunities in the market to buy at a discount that might make sense. But this will be very interesting to watch how this unfolds over the next few weeks. I will be bringing you data as I see it. For the members of my membership program, I'm going to be doing a special members only live stream at noon tomorrow, where I'm going to answer questions, about the card market. I'm also going to have a very special guest with me. Members, I'll be letting you know about that, and please join me tomorrow for the live stream. If you're not part of the membership program and you'd like to get in on that live stream, have the opportunity to ask me questions live. At noon tomorrow, you can go to my website, sportscardinvestor.com, and click on the membership button. Again, sportscardinvestor.com, and click on the membership button. Thank you, everybody. Stay safe. Be with your families. Don't panic. We're going to get through this together, and there will be certainly great days ahead for the sports card hobby. Stay bunkered down, and we will get there soon. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.